Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's September 23rd, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 12th, 2003.
We heard about how John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles, who is an apostle designate in heaven, is now a hero. Nazarene, why and how did this happen?
An incredible happening, Allura. A little while ago, I was in the White House, continuing my haunting of President Bush, trying to get him to accept our peace proposal for the Middle East, when the sentries noticed areas of darkness forming in the streets outside the White House. They recognized them as dark passages and called reinforcements to defend us. Creatures of darkness began to pour out of the dark passages and attack us, trying to take the White House and kidnap me and hold me hostage so they could make us stop setting up the spiritual dead zones in Germany and France. This was an incredible happening. We called for reinforcements, and John Lennon gathered them up in the kingdom of God and led the angelic hosts and drove off the attackers. You should have seen it. It was incredible. He came flying through them as if they weren't even there. They tried desperately to fight him, but they could not withstand his sword and shield. It was like the olden times. They just fled in all directions. He drove them from the White House, came and made sure that I was all right, and then went out and drove them from the streets and the byways until Washington was clear. It was something to see, Allura, I can tell you. My heart was so filled with joy when I saw someone so valiantly fighting for me. It was such a wondrous thing to behold, and everybody praised our dear John so much. If ever heaven had a hero, it is John Lennon. He has come to my rescue more than once. This is the second time he has driven up creatures of darkness that were trying to take me from my throne. I am so glad that I have him with me.
Wow, that's fantastic, Nazarene. I'm so glad John did that. I had no idea he was so good at fighting. I sure am glad he's with us. I don't know what we'd do without him.
Neither did he, Allura, but thank goodness he can.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauley here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
We're back. God, I remember how the shuttle astronauts were finally located and spirits were sent in to bring them to the afterlife in a special rescue from the dead zone because they were heroes. How are they doing now?
They are doing wonderfully, Allura. They're doing a lot of work for me in the kingdom of God and my son. They are encouraging the space program, encouraging that people still do research and reach for the stars because they know how much it is needed in your people's efforts to eventually build your own ship, return Earth to mankind, and go off to the stars where you belong. This is part of their effort also because they know how important it is and they don't want what happened to them to delay your efforts. They hold you in no disregard whatsoever because of what happened to them. They blame their government for sending them up when they knew what was going on. And I think that is very gracious of them. And we are trying our best to give them the special treatment that they need, though they say it is totally unnecessary. It is very strange, Allura, sometimes when everybody is trying to please everybody else and everybody else is saying, oh, it's really not necessary, you don't have to give us any special treatment. But we say, but we want to give you special treatment, you are special people. And it is sometimes very cute. It sometimes is a little bit hilarious, but this is a serious situation and I bless these people constantly for all that they do for me.
Well, God, I hope I'm one of them that gets to give them special treatment once in a while because I really like them.
Of course, Allura. They consider your visit some of the most special they receive, especially the men.
We'll be back again.